What say the celebrities? Many happy returns of the day. Looks as though I should be unable to do myself the pleasure of seeing you this trip, but I will show up next year. Every time you and I identify ourselves with that unwavering life which never began and will never fail, we take on an added sense of strength and agility. And every time we identify ourselves with the all-knowing mind, our intellect becomes keener and our hope stronger, and we begin to see more definitely than before that man is an ensemble of the divine qualities. The tirade carried on by the unimaginative against the commemoration of birthdays receives a fitting rebuke from Allen Jr. Whoever sent the first birthday greeting put us all in debt, for it is an annual opportunity of enabling us to let our friends know that they are held in loving remembrance and continued friendship. It is a delightful custom, this. It is the greatest of personal compliments, and to have it paid to you year after year is a symbol of continued friendship, a proof that your presence is appreciated and your worth recognized. Your telegram came. I took up the work right off and sent you this wire. Individual life never ages or weakens. It continues robust and hopeful. Your good mother is a witness to the presence of that life which never started and will never stop. She has all its properties, each one inextinguishable. Age is no more than an obsession, and she will not be confused by obsessions. She wants to live. There is every reason why she should continue in this world. She is needed here. She knows she is. She will courageously face the issue and come out of the difficulty freer and better than she was before. You ask for the views of celebrities on the subject of age? Well, here is something mighty encouraging from Dr. Frank Crane. Youth is not a time of life. It is a state of mind. It is not a matter of ripe cheeks, red lips, and supple knees. It is a temper of the will, a quality of the imagination, a vigor of the emotions. It is the freshness of the deep springs of life. Youth means a temperamental predominance of courage over timidity, of the appetite for adventure over the love of ease. This often exists in a man of 50 more than in a boy of 20. Nobody grows old by merely living a number of years. People grow old by deserting their ideals. Years wrinkle the skin, but to give up enthusiasm wrinkles the soul. Worry, doubt, self-distrust, fear, and despair. These are the long, long years that bow the heart and turn the greening spirit back to dust. Whether 60 or 16, there is in every human being's heart the lure of wonder, the sweet amazement of the stars and the star-like things and thoughts, the undaunted challenge of events, the unfailing childlike appetite for what is next, and the joy of the game of living. You are as young as your faith, as old as your doubt, as young as your self-confidence, as old as your fear, as young as your hope, as old as your despair. And right here is something good from Philip James Bailey. Life's more than breath and the quick round of blood. It is a great spirit and a busy heart. The coward and the small in soul scarce do live. One generous feeling, one great thought, one deed of good ere night would make life longer seem than if each year might number 1,000 days spent as is this by nations of mankind. We live in deeds, not years, in thoughts, not breaths, in feelings, not in figures on a dial. We should count time by heart throbs. He most lives, who thinks most, feels the noblest, acts the best. Robert Bridges published his famous Testament of Beauty on the day he started his 86th year. Good critics have pronounced it not only his greatest poem, but his youngest. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow writes, "It is too late. Ah, nothing is too late." Cato learned Greek at 80. Sophocles wrote his grand Oedipus, and Simonides bore off the prize of verse from his compeers, when each had numbered more than 80 years. And Theophrastus at 80 had begun his Characters of Men. Chaucer at Woodstock with the Nightingales at 60 wrote the Canterbury Tales. Goethe at Weimar, toiling to the last, completed Faust when 80 years were past. What then? Shall we sit idly down and say, "The night has come, it is no longer day"? For age is opportunity no less than youth itself, though in another dress. And as the evening twilight fades away, the sky is filled with stars invisible by day.